Fox hunting is back on the agenda in the Dáil next week when a TD brings her bill to ban the activity. Ahead of that, Solidarity TD Ruth Coppinger will brief her Oireachtas colleagues today around what she says are the myths around fox hunting. And she joins us now in the studio. Thanks so much for coming in, Ruth Coppinger.
Thank you.
What are those myths around fox hunting that you want to dispel?
Well, a lot of myths are put forward about foxes, that they are a pest, that they are will grow in huge numbers if fox hunting is banned, that they're a threat to livestock, that the practice actually does something to help farming and rural areas, and that it's a rural pursuit. All of those myths have been put forward, and we're going to be having farmers who are against fox hunting, people who live in rural areas, and addressing these myths, because it's now time. This should not be happening in a civilised society, that we allow a long drawn out torture of foxes or any animal for sport.
And how widespread do you think fox hunting is? I mean, how often does it happen, and where does it happen?
Well, apparently there's about 42 hunt clubs that are registered, and the season has started. It started in November and it goes for a few months. But when you actually analyse the figures, the number of people who participate in this is extremely low. Ireland thinks did a survey last week, and 2% of people have ever participated in a fox hunt. And yet we are seeing the three big parties in the Dáil, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, unfortunately, at the moment look like they will maintain this ban unless we keep the pressure on over the next week. We are calling for the whip to be lifted, for TDs to vote freely on this. Ironically, the term whip comes from fox hunting, where you whip the hounds into line. And we're saying that that should be lifted, because 72% of people in that poll last week opposed fox hunting. If you take out don't knows, it was 81%. And that is across all demographics, rural, urban. In, for example, Connacht Ulster, it was 73%. So it is a myth that's put forward that this is a rural versus urban issue. It isn't. Very few people support fox hunting.
You mentioned there that one of the myths is the threat to livestock, and you'll have some farmers, I understand, speaking with you today. However, there are many farmers who would say that foxes are a threat to livestock, that they will often, foxes get into chicken coops, they will go after sheep in fields. I mean, that does happen, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, in this day and age, there's no reason why any chickens should be left exposed. Everybody should have a coop, and it should be fenced off and so on. Similarly with lambs, the only lambs really might be some mountain lambs. Most people protect their livestock, but it's actually very rare for foxes to kill a live sheep. Most sheep die from other causes. And the reality is, even if it was the case, fox hunting wouldn't be the way to deal with that. This bill doesn't cover culling or shooting. It covers fox hunting.
So do you think that that farmers should be allowed to cull foxes in certain circumstances?
If that was necessary, but I haven't seen any reason for that to be put forward. This was banned in the UK over 20 years ago. Like, people may not realise that this sport was introduced by our colonial overlords in the last century, but yet it's maintained in Ireland. And there's no sign of foxes overrunning the UK or any of the other countries. And they tend to maintain their numbers in a balance.
The Countryside Alliance says this bill represents a direct attack on rural culture, and that fox hunting is, quote, highly regulated. What do you say to that?
They're trying to make out that this is urban people, you know, opposing the rural way of life. And we know that rural way of life is under threat from a lot of things, you know, from post offices and loss of facilities. This bill is about fox hunting. It's not about anything else. And so many people in rural areas oppose this because their lands are trespassed, their property is damaged, and their livestock are stressed from fox hunts. We had a situation last week where a woman contacted and spoke to the media about her and her profoundly disabled sister being terrorised when hounds came into their garden in Kildare. Her sister was absolutely traumatised by the shrill sound of the foxes being killed. They turned up the music in their house to drown it out. So that's the impact you don't hear about from these fox clubs, who are never actually debated anywhere. You know, they're coming into the Dáil today in a briefing, just before our briefing, actually, ironically, but you don't hear them on the airwaves defending fox hunting, because it is indefensible. It's time to rule out a barbaric practice that has no place in a civilised society. And the three big parties have to reflect the popular will, because there's a problem with democracy if they're defending something that is so unpopular and they're putting a whip on.
You mentioned there, but Sinn Féin, you were hoping, I'm presuming, to get support from Sinn Féin, but they voted against this at the first stage.
Yeah, well, I think Sinn Féin need to listen to their supporters. I mean, young people are the most opposed to this, for example, but across all genders and demographics. And there seems to be this fear that you will lose votes in rural areas, but the evidence doesn't suggest that. I think Sinn Féin are making ludicrous claims that this would go underground if it's banned. How can fox hunting go underground? I mean, horses, packs of hounds. It's not like a cockfight or something like that. So it's very spurious arguments, and they need to allow free vote and catch up.
Okay. Ruth Coppinger, Solidarity TD, thank you for joining us this morning. It's just gone 7:45.